There's a minhag on Rosh Hashanah that you don't take a nap on Rosh Hashanah. I won't say that this is a very beloved minhag, but nevertheless, this is a minhag that's brought down in Poskim. This is Mishnah Berurah talks about a basis to be made if somebody finds that it's an emergency, but the makor of this minhag is from Chazal. Yerushalmi says that there is such a minhag, and the idea that would seem to present itself naturally is that the gravity of the day would seem to demand that we try to use each moment as productively as we can. The interesting thing is, though, that if you look at the makor for this minhag, it doesn't really seem to talk about the gravity of the day. The lashon of the Yerushalmi is, man de domech bereish shata, domech mazlei. If someone sleeps on Rosh Hashanah, he has a sleepy mazel. And that's why we don't sleep on Rosh Hashanah. What's that supposed to mean? Now, I don't really understand when Chazal talk about mazel, what it actually means, but there's a fascinating piece of Yeshua ibn Shu'ib, who is one of the Rishonim, Mibes Midrash Yishal HaRamban. He is a sefer of Drashos, and his Drashos Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yeshua ibn Shu'ib, draws a line from this Yerushalmi to the very well-known Rambam. The Rambam writes that when he listens to the koil of the shofar talks to him. It says something. And he says, this is what I hear the shofar saying. Uru Yishenim Mishinaschem, that if you're in a sleep, if you're in a nap, it's time to wake up. The Shofar comes to awaken us from our sleepiness. So Yeshua ibn Shu'ib says that if this Rambam is telling us that the theme of the day on Rosh Hashanah is Uru, is being awake, so if someone goes to sleep on Rosh Hashanah, certainly if he does extra sleep, if he takes a nap on Rosh Hashanah, so he's putting himself in opposition to the theme of the day. He's setting himself apart from the theme of the day, and therefore it's a bad simon. It's a bad way to tap into Rosh Hashanah because you're going against the theme of the day. So Uri Yishenim Mishnaschem Manda Damech Berei Shata says it's the same idea. What is this idea, though? The theme of the day is to be awake. Every day, we're awake for part of the time. We're asleep for part of the time. What's the theme of being awake, of Uru? I want to share with you, there's a Chazaynish, Mamish, an epic Chazaynish. He says something which is so extraordinary, you have to know this Chazaynish. The Chazaynish says that, you know, anybody that studies Musar, that pays attention a little bit to Midos, so is aware of the idea that there's lots of Midos Rois, right? That we're full of them. There's Taiva, and there's Gaiva, and there's Sinna, and there's Kinna, and there's Kas, and there's Kavoid, and all of these are Midos Rois. But the Chazaynish says that B'Sharasham says, Ein lanu ela mida achas Taiva u'mida achas Ra'a. He says that the Shevish, at the root level, there is a single Mida, which is the Mida Teva, and there's a single Mida, which is the Mida Ra. And he says, and the Mida Ra, I'm going to give it to you in the words of the Chazaynish. He says, the Mida Ra, which is the Shevish of all Midas Rais, Ha-haznacha es ha-chayim ha-tiviyim al-mahalcham ha-tivi. He says, to allow life to just flow in its natural course. To allow a person to live just the way that comes naturally, without premeditation, without forethought, without choosing and deciding what to do, but just to do what comes naturally, is to allow life to just go. Zok the Chazaynish, a person that lives like that, so he becomes, the Chazaynish says, the natural human being. The natural human being is a balgaiva muflug, he says, a kaisan mitsuyan, and then all the midas rois come from just allowing, just doing whatever comes first, whatever comes most naturally, whatever comes most easily, that brings a person to all the midas rois. And the opposite of that is living with forethought. Instead of allowing myself to become what I just become naturally, deciding to make myself whom I want to be, having a picture of whom I want to be, and then choosing all of my actions, all of my reactions, all of my drachim, all of my midos, based on what's going to get me to that, deciding, in other words, living life in the driver's seat, being in control of what you do and who you become, that's the sheresh of all midos tovos. And of course, it's a tall order, and a person can try that and can be working on that, and it still doesn't mean he's going to be perfect. But if he's living life in the driver's seat, if he's living life with thought, thinking about choosing, deciding what he wants to do, and not just allowing things to happen, then he has the sheresh of all the midos tovos, and then Be'ezus Hashem, he's going to become a tzaddik. That's living life awake, that with thought, with premeditation. That's what it means to be awake. When the Rambam says Uri Yisheni Mishinaschem, that's what it means. Then you don't wind up being Shegim Kol Shnasim Behavlei Hazman, the Behavlei Rik Shalayoyev Layatzel. The Rambam talks about the people that are sleeping. If a person is living with Machshava, with intentionality, with deciding what to do, then he rises above that. You know, to bring this down to a very, very practical level, just to pick one example, which really is not what the Chazon Ish is talking about, it's not midos, but I think the ultimate example of just Mahal Chama Tivi, right, the place where it's unfortunate, it's embarrassing, but the place where I think are just natural, you know, what comes naturally has the strongest effect on us is the following. If I say to you, Umevi Gaya Levnei V'Nehem Leman Shemoi, then you're going to say the word Ba'ahava, even if your mom is on the 59th of the 60 levels of sleep, you're going to say the word Ba'ahava, because that is so automatic. That is, there's nothing that comes to us more automatically than the words of davening. That's where we, so we can mamish be totally asleep and living Mahal Chama Tivi and go through a davening like that three times a day, 365 days a year, Rachman al Itzlan. We could be davening every day, but the davening is so automatic. So there's an extraordinary thing, that a favor that Chazal or Kal Yisrael did for us. You know, when the Department of Transportation is concerned that if people are not paying attention to how fast they're driving down 73rd Avenue, so they put a speed bump on 73rd Avenue. They're worried that if you're not paying attention to your speed, you're going to crash. So they put a speed bump, and then that forces you to pay attention to how fast you're going. So Chazal said that, you know, during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, if you're not paying attention to what you're saying, if you're not deciding what word to say next, you're for sure going to crash. Because automatic. If you're not deciding what word to say, if you're just going to say what comes naturally next, say Melech Oizer Mashiach Maga, and it's going to be lunchtime before you realize that you missed Zecheinu L'Chaim, and then you say, oh, I'm going miss Zecheinu L'Chaim. Or Rachmanu L'Tzlan, right? If you say, Kim Melech God of HaKadosh, Ata Baruch Ata Hashem, Hakel HaKadosh, and then you're going to be embarrassed when you have to start, you know, back up in the middle of Shemayin Esrei and start again. After you start Moedim, start another Shemayin Esrei. It's all very embarrassing. So Chazal said, these are speed bumps. That's not why Chazal said to say these things, but I get that out of that. That's what the favor that I get out of that. The Chazal put these speed bumps into our Shemayin Esrei. So 10 days a year, you have to daven Shemayin Esrei with like you're in the driver's seat. Like you have to decide what to say. You have to think about what to say next. And that's the way that we're supposed to daven. You know, on Rosh Hashanah night, one of the interesting things that we say by our Sud is Shania L'Roish V'Loi L'Zanav. We should be a head, not a tail. There's a lot of interpretations to what that might mean. Those of you that are in my shir, so last Shabbos, last week, we were talking Parshas Kisavai, a little bit about the Reish and the Zanav. But one possible pshat, Shnei L'Reish V'Loi L'Zanav, is if you watch a dog or a cat or a horse that's walking, so its head is going and its tail is going. Its head decides where to go. Its tail just goes where life takes it. The head takes it. The tail gets taken. Nia l'roish v'loi l'zanav means that we should go through life deciding where to go, not just getting taken along for the ride. Shnia l'roish v'loi l'zanav. Uru Yishen Mishinaschem. That's Manda Domech, Bereshata Domech Mazlei.